tell sweet pastimes of Krishna, Mahaprabhu. He also was bosom friend to me. He collected my all books, all top to bottom. And whenever I used to print new books, or he used to know that what book he is going to, and he at once used to take it. He was so brave and speaking that all these school leaders were shattered.
Second.
All were attracted to him, so they became jealous to him. All are going to him, and he was giving nectars, like myself also. Chanting. He never feared from his own leader. But anyhow, he wanted to give up his home, but he was bound, because he gave his life for ISKCON and Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. But he gave his life for him. But he never gave up ISKCON. But he told to his disciples at the time of departure, you should go to Narayan Maharaj. Ashram Maharaj, that time, what name I don't know. And so many group. About 10 to 20.
Raghunath
Bhatt and others all went to Navadvip, and they wanted shelter to me, that our Guru Maharaj has. Anyone cannot satisfy you, so you must go to him. He used to tell that only big, big, mota wala tilak will not do.
5 kilo of visa.
And also this country.
5 kilo
of bid.
5 kilo
of try to give up duplicity. Duplicity. Be sincere. Duplicity, politics, if you are doing, all these are useless. So, seeing his influence, ISKCON banned on him not to come to Australia, not to go to Holland, not to go here and there. Banned on his speaking. But he was not a person to be controlled. But myself, they wanted to control me, but like a lion, I jumped. Cases he was bomb controlled, but I never. They wanted to control. At once I jumped so high that the trap cannot touch. Now we should begin our class. अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णा प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिजे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्षे चित्वाश्च कामानि कर्मणि कृपामयं त्वं शरणं प्रपन्ना ते वाष्मे तवै वाष्मे चैतन्य चैतन्य मध्य 8 चैप्टर इन द बिगिनिंग इज श्लोक कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी है has given gist and essence of the whole chapter in one shloka. And that is Sancharya Rama Vidha Bhakti Meghe Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamvratani Gauradhare Tai Amuna Vitirne Tatratnalatam His praying that all kinds of siddhanta, especially Krishna tattva, Jiva tattva, Maya tattva, Radha tattva, Rasa tattva, Vilas tattva, all tattva, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of all. Because he is Krishna himself. Krishna is ocean of Amrita, Siddhanta. But if he is combined with Radhika, taking the intrinsic mode of Radhika in beauty, wow, and his mother Nakya Bhav, you cannot imagine how he will behave. Now in this form, of Sachinandan Gaurhari. He is endless ocean of all kinds of siddhanta. Raramananda is bhakta. He is bhakta. Unknowingly, inwardly only, inspired all these siddhanta in Raramanand like a ocean gives water in clouds, but no one knows how it, by what process ocean purified water, not
salty water.
And it goes into maybe. No one knows what process is there. And that beautiful babe, like Krishna collar, even in the sky. And then, in Swati constellation, if that water comes down again on ocean, in ocean, what becomes?
Yes, so many star cells.
So many pearls, pitiful pearls. But only Swati Nakshatra. That is, only devotees like Ramananda, not others. He was really Vishakhadevi. So high class of. Say, bhakta like him, he is like clouds made by ocean internally. And when in the time of constellation Swati, it comes down again as a shower. That showers in so many ships.
Western cell.
As big, some smaller, bigger, so kinds of very valuable pearls are there. And then the ocean is called Ratnakar. Because pearls are Ratna. So these pulses are what? Shanta, Dasya, Shakya, Vatsalya. More than that, Madhur. In Madhur, Gopi moves. Chandravali mood, Shamla mood, Bhadra mood, all kinds of. Paksha, Vipaksha, Svapaksha, Tatastha, Suhrit, and so many things. Very, very valuable Paksha. So, from where it came? From ocean. And who is ocean? Radha Bhav Milit Gaurachandra. And he unknowingly sent it to Raya Rama. And by that cloud rain came, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became Ratnakar. And by that reason, when he returned to Jagannath Puri, he told Ramanand, "You should be with me." He gave up that post at once to king. King was very happy that now you will be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his mercy through you I will receive. And give full salary to him, not cut out. Give him Raj Palace, palatial building also, and everything, as he was Governor General of that place. And now, with Ramananda and Swami Damodar, now he used to take these palms in his sword and realize, weeping bitterly sometimes. All the moods which are not disclosed in Srimad Bhagavatam, even in the Radhika mood, not written. Vyasadeva Sukadeva could not tell all these things because he could not utter Radhika name. Why? How he can do? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaurhari, all the symptoms which had never told for Radhika, but it was in Radhika. So here is Raya Ramananda's son. From beginning, we'll try to explain all these things. Very beautiful. I don't believe that I have explained in such a way. When collected and given to me, I was thinking, who has written? Then I saw, I prayed my Gurudev that by the grace of Gurudev, also new thoughts have come. You know that Srila Prabhupada has made Anubhashya. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has done
Amrit Pravaha Bhashya.
Amrit Pravaha Bhashya. And also you know that this Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a special mercy of Swarup Damodar. He inspired how to explain Bhagavata slopes. And he told him to make a garland of these slopes. And he made very beautiful. Very soon it will come as Bhagavatar Kumari Chimala. How beautiful! I cannot explain. So, taking all these things from Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, he has explained in his Amrit Pravah and Prabhupada in
Anubhashya.
I have only collected from this thing. And what I explanation I have heard from my guru. I tried that I should give it to world. World should know what is Raya Ramananda Sampada. So I want very qualified any person should translate all these things. Like Gita Govinda, Bhajan Rahasyam are going to be translated. But ordinary person cannot. They should have all the knowledge of all these things. Here, in explanation, Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritam. Swabhakti Siddhanta Chayamritam. Swabhakti. What is Swabhakti? You should know. It had been told by Rupa Goswami. Swabhakti. What is Swabhakti? अनर्पितचरिं चिरात् करुणावतीर्णः करो समर्पयितुम् उन्नतोज्ज्वल स्वभक्ति स्वभक्ति स्व मीन्स हिज ओन हु इज हिज ओन
राधिका
राधिका इज हिज ओन एंड हिज स्पेशल मोड स्नेह मान प्रणय राग अनुराग भाव महाभाव अभिरूर मोहन एंड देन मदन अप टू दैट इवन कृष्ण हैज नो मदन ओनली अप टू महाभाव इवन नॉट अधिरूर ओनली ललिता सखी एंड ही ललिता विशाखा एंड ऑल But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had combination of Radha and Krishna, both. So, Swabhakti, Radhika Bhakti to Krishna. Love of Radhika for Krishna. This. So, what is that? I told something about that. I told you Kamatmika Bhakti and again I told you Ullas
Ullas Mahi Rati
Mahi Rati that is Manjari Bhog here Sadhyatam Vastu for Jeev or Jeevas they cannot have the mood of Radhika never If Lalita and Vishaka cannot, Krishna cannot, then how? So Jeev only he has qualification, adhikar, adhikar means?
Eligibility.
Only in this, you can think that though all the audience who are here are of Manjari Bhav, But we should think those who are attracted to Mahaprabhu are very fortunate. Those who have come to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I think due to Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami is entirely Rupa Manjari. How many you are? In this whole creation, like nothing, even not one drop. One drop has so many particles. I think that not even a particle. Particle has also some more particles. So, nothing. So don't doubt. You are any how very fortunate that you are attracted to this life. Otherwise you can have gone to Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Nimbadharta, here and there, there are so many things. In India, lakhs times of sampradaya, are there. So here, who has taken it to this world? Only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no that kind of bhakti was there. No rasa bhakti. Only bhakti was there. Like vaidhi bhakti. But no bhakti rasa. And especially he ordered Sarvadhamma Daraya Ramanand to sprinkle their mercies to Rupa Goswami that he should be qualified to realize his mode and to establish it. So Rupa Goswami has done all these things. What is this thai bhav here? Not to Krishna. To whom? More inclination to Radhika, Radhika Dasi Jadi Hoy Abhiman Shikra Malaya Tabi. So here Rupa Goswami always, if Radhika is unhappy, lamenting mode, crying, she is also crying. Lalita Vishakha may console them through Radhika. But Rukmanjari, she cannot console. The same mode will come in Rukmanjari. So, seeing her master, she will be like her master. So how she can? Rupmanjari, Rati Manjari, Long Manjari, they cannot. Very high class of their modes. So who brought to this world? Sukadeva Goswami brought Nigama Kalpata Rugaritam Phalam Srimad Bhagavatam. And this modes, only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it has been written in 4th chapter, Adi. Raj Marga.
Bhakti Loke Korita Pracharan.
Loke Korte Pracharan and one line.
Prem Rasni Jas Korita Ashwadam.
Prem Rasni Jasidi. But his glorification is there. He gave the process and highest thing for Jeev that he can attain. But rare. But rare. How he did? Sancharjya me Raman. Bhakti me did. O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired first. In the heart of Raya Ramanu. Like a unseen water goes in me. It becomes me. And then eat that milk,
clouds,
touching any mountain high, or jungles, then it melts and comes to life. What is here? Like forest and mountain, or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even. And then Raya Ramananda, cloud make was melting. And in the constellation Bari Bunda, water showers, it came in the ocean. That is in the year of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now it was very much sense. And then what became? He saw Rasaraj Mahabhava. And he thanked him. One Kirtan, Krishna Das.
এটাকে কি আছে কীর্তন এরকম
যদি গৌরাঙ্গ
আজি লাভ না
visit me on the bank of Godavari. Where Chaitanya and Mahaprabhu both are telling Harikatha to each other. So, I was telling you that in this mood is called not only Raganuga, Rupanuga. All Raganuga are not Rupanuga, but all Rupanuga are really Raganuga too. So, here, what that nectar came from the cloud of Raya Ramanuga. What was that? Very sweet like nectar, and it was Raganuga Siddhanta, Rupanuga. Especially the mood of Rup, Rati, Lavan, Vanja, this was. You know that bhakti is always very, very Ananda Swarup.
Full of happiness, full of bliss.
What?
Full of bliss.
Embodiment of bliss. Ananda Swarup, embodiment of bliss.
And very aspadaniya, tasteful. Yes. To extend these things. And now Mahaprabhu has become Ratnakar. Knowing all these siddhants, what kind of ocean, not one endless, with big, big waves, but no kharatva, no saltness. Big, big waves of modes, sanchari, sattik, vyabhichari and all others, but not waves in sea that, oh, they can
drag you inside.
Drag you. Inside and
take
you
your
life. Not that kind. Not roaring like ocean. Very sweet. Very sweet, like nectar. Ocean is not endless. Some very tense, because in it is in Prithvi. In the earth. If here Gold Coast ocean is there, and other side any sure. island or any continent must be there. But this Mahaprabhu ocean, endless, no
boundary,
no bottom, no end, this side,
no dimension.
No west, east, and north and south. Endless. What? In that ocean, in this ocean, so many
sharks.
Crocodiles. So many
sharks.
Sharks.
Poisonous snake.
Whales. Snake. Very poisonous. So many, we don't know. They can take elephant also in their mouth. They can turn over big, big ships. We know only up to whales. But I have heard more bigger than whales.
Timingil.
They can swallow
the whales.
Whales also. But no there. In Mahaprabhu ocean. What is there? That is, there is no upasana of gyan. They are like Magarbacha. They can serve all your bhakti, your even your satta.
Your existence.
Existence. Mayabha. Nirvishesh Pramabha. It is like Magarbacha.
crocodile.
More than crocodiles. No? Jnana, karma, yoga, no upasana there. Well, very sweet upasana of Radha and Krishna. Especially upasana of Radhika. There are so many Rasabaichitri here. What?
Specialities of mellows.
Oh, speciality of mellows. So many kinds of. 63 kinds of mellows are there. Each sakhi is each mood of mellow. So many. We cannot count. It is so endless that even Krishna Supreme Lord can
drown in that.
And he will have no end of that ocean. Such. There are no Hridaya Vidarak Tutal Taranga. No big facts. High like that. And roaring like that. Here, the Pralambha and some Bhogatma also Rasa Vaichitri is here. Understand? Sambhogatma and Viparlambhatma. Very sweet. Sometimes this Viparlambharas more sweet than Sanjogatmika. But by Tatastha, if you will think.
Neutral position.
Understand? Yeah, what meaning?
If you consider from a neutral person, then you can...
What meaning? No, give me.
Srila Gurudev, he is saying that in this ocean, there are so many varieties of rasas, including the mellows of meeting, sambhogras, and mellows of separation, vipalamba rasa. Actually, if we examine from a neutral point of view, then we'll see that in the Vipralambaras, in separation mood, there are many astonishing, wonderful varieties.
It but dances on the Sambhogras.
It dances on the head of the Sambhogras. But if we'll examine from the point of view of one person in that Leela, they will never admit the fact that this Vipralambarasa has so many wonderful things, they will think it is like a poison.
Yes. Any Sakhi of Radhika, they don't want separation, though it is hard. What to Sakhi? We even don't want that. Rather should repent, feel separation for Krishna. This is that mood. So, it is so grave. It is so deep that Bhakta, Ranamanand, and Bhagavan himself, Chaitanya, both can
drown in that.
Oh, this is so beautiful and very tasteful nature. Now, a question may come. What question? If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from before, he is the ocean of all kinds of siddhanta, as has in written Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Krishna.
Akhil
Rasamrita
Murti.
Akhil Rasamrita Murti. Rasamar. So, if Krishna is like, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like, and everything he knew, all these things, all siddhanta, then why it has been told that if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is full of all kinds of siddhanta, rasa siddhanta, vilasatva, everything. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not knowing all these things, then how I can inspire in the Raya Ramananda's heart? So he was. He knew all from before. What extraordinary or special thing he had from Raya Ramananda? This is the question. Understand? This is question. Now, Mahaprabhu knows all things. He is Sarvajna. From before he knew all things. Now, Raya Ramananda told something from his mouth. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired in his heart. And then he became Ratnakar. What is the meaning? What is my question? You? Clearly.
So, as Srila Gurudev explained, that Raya Ramananda is like the cloud, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean. The water is coming into the cloud, from the ocean. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he receives the water from that cloud. And then he becomes knowledgeable of certain Siddhanta from Ramananda Roy. So what kind of speciality, what kind of understanding did Sri Ramananda Roy as the cloud distribute to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Now it is clear somewhat? What a special thing Raya Ramananda gave. Oh, now it is so clear. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has knowledge? That was Gyan. Tattva Gyan. And when he heard from Raya Ramananda, then it became Big Gyan.
Realized knowledge.
There is much difference between Gyan and
Big Gyan.
Big Gyan. What is Big Gyan?
Realized knowledge.
And here, he had given example. Jnanam paramam guhyam, yad vijnanam samanvitam, sa rahasyam tadangasya grihana kaditam. Krishna is telling that I have told you all. Who am I? I was from before, after that. I have told about bhakti, tattva and everything. But you cannot realize. And he kept his hand. And everything by mercy, you should realize. And then he Brahma realized, then it became
Big
Gyan. You are hearing, not Big Gyan. When you will realize all these things, then it will Big Gyan. So, Raya Ramananda, hearing, inspired by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he told all these things. What he told? Vishakha, always serving Radhika. No? So she knows all the modes of Radhika. All kinds of modes she knows. That Krishna never knows. He will hear from Lalita, Vishakha, all these things, Rup Manjari. And then he will realize all this. So this tattva, Raya Ramananda, that is Vishakha Devi, knows all these things. Now he told all these things plus what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inspired and realized by Rayaraman, and then she told. And then Mahaprabhu came in Gambira and tested all these things, otherwise never. That is here. Without Siksha Guru you cannot go an inch. Here Vishakha is Siksha Guru of Krishna. So by the help of Vishakha Devi, Krishna is realized. How you can without any Siksha Guru realize all these things? Never. Sometimes I see there is something more importance of Siksha Guru. Gurudev, they cannot Diksha Guru as a marjada. He cannot open his heart sometimes. But Siksha Guru like friend, bosom friend. You can open your heart and he can open it. Diksha Guru may be like that, not may be like that. But Siksha Guru, always, like bosom friend, like elder brother or elder not brother, bosom friend like, he can open the heart. So here like this, Siksha Guru. Here, Gyan means what? Krishna Tattva Gyan. Vigyan, Radha Tattva Gyan. Here, what is Rahasya? Prem Tattva is Rahasya. And Tattva Anga, what is it? Radha Krishna Vilasa. That has been told by Ramanand to Sri Chaitanya. All things have been discussed there. You should know also here, Krishna is Vishaya of Bhakti. Sometimes, Raya, he became also Rash, Ashwata, but very Raya. He is ashaya of all kinds of rasas. Vishaya. Of all. Even harsh, adbhut, karun, raudra, vibhatsa, vyavahana, vibhatsa, all these things and mukhya rasa, sandarsha, kibhatsa. Now, sadhak ke hriday par भक्ति का क्या प्रभाव पड़ता है? What influence? On the heart of bhakta, sadhu, Krishna, that not. Mother Yashoda, so much affection for Krishna. When he takes Krishna in his lap, tears coming, heart melting. Krishna enjoys his milk. But what moods are coming in the heart of Mother Yashoda? Can he know? If he cannot know the moods of his mother, how he can know all the moods of Radhika? No. But what is bhakti? What is in Krishna heart is not bhakti. Prem. What love and affection is in the heart of Krishna? It is not bhakti. It must be in the heart of Ashraya, that is bhakti. And Srimati Radhika is? 5 years. Highest kinds of astra. That has been called in the definition of Mahabhava perhaps. Yavadashraya vritti. And more?
Sasamvidya dasa.
Sasamvidya dasa. What is Sasamvidya? Radhika is topmost ashraya. And when he does love to Krishna, herself can realize. Even in sometimes she forgets that who am I. Naso Raman, Naso Raman. Even forgets. But only she knows. Krishna is sitting there. He cannot realize. But here, there has come a chance for him by Vishakha. All the more, because Vishakha is serving always. And his birth is same day as like Krishna, as Radhika. His moods is like Lalita, Guna Ramita,
Vishakha.
Everything. So now, Krishna has some occasion, fortune,
opportunity
to hear all these things. Now, here, Radhaya, Pane Mahima, Kiddisho, Vaneva, Asato, Jainat, Bhutamadurima, Kiddisho, Vamadiya, Sokanchasa, Madan Bhavata, Kiddisho, Vetti Roba, Tadbhavata, Samajani, Sati, Karushin. And one slow more. Radha Krishna Prani Bhakti Radhanishman Ekatmana Bhokura De Vedanga Tautau Chaitanyakha Prakatamaduna Tadbayancha Aikyamaptam Radha Bhava Dutisubhitam. We will explain. Go!
You said earlier, in the first half of your class, that the Manjaris cannot console Radhika when she's very sad, because they also weep. So they are the embodiments of Seva. So what service, how can they render service to her at that time, since they're always rendering service?
Weeping is service there. Lamenting.
How?
How? When you will reach to this position, you will feel.
Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't ask all these questions to Sri Rupa Goswami? Why Mahaprabhu didn't have this conversation with Sri Rupa Goswami?
All these things.
He could have got so much more, no?
Because Lalita knows all these things. Because she is more superior than Rupanjari. She is Guru Lalita. Lalita Vishakha both are Guru of
Sakhi Gana Mama Paramasurit Yugal Premier Guru. Sakhi Gana Mama Paramasurit Yugal Premier Guru.
Yes.
But still, she doesn't know Srimati Radhika like Rupa Goswami.
Oh, you should do bhajan. How can I give my moods to you now? Quite absurd.
You can try anyway.
You have both, but try. Krishna.
Oh,
Maharaj.
Indra.
Oh. But please allow me to go.
Some announcement.
They should come and give.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Bol, some devotee has requested for initiation.